I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us face personal challenges in our lives, some bigger and more intimidating than others. Some people wear their challenges on their sleeves and are quite public about, for example, relationship struggles, learning disabilities, mental illness, and addictions. Others are much more private about the daunting issues in their lives. In this week's essay, we hear from 13-year-old Lily Barker, who has decided that sharing her special challenges is quite liberating.
I believe that if you acknowledge your weaknesses and face them, they can become your biggest strengths. At the start of fifth grade, I had many weaknesses. I had been diagnosed with ADHD in third grade, and I was still trying to adjust to life with the disorder. I was afraid of what people would think of me if I were open about my struggles, and I was frightened that I'd be labeled the stupid kid for the rest of my middle school career. I hadn't made the best choices in my life so far, as I hung out with kids who weren't the best influences. I had a desperate need to prove myself worthy of their friendship. But that was fifth grade, and by the summer, I was determined to set a new path for myself, and try to be open and find new friends who accepted my quirks, even if ADHD was one of them. The summer before sixth grade was a huge learning point for me. It opened my eyes to future possibilities and friendships that made me feel confident and cared for. These people didn't care that I was different. They didn't care about how many medications I had to take and what side effects I had. They just cared about me. The first day of sixth grade, our math teacher asked us if there was a fun fact about ourselves that we would like to tell him. He politely listened to every silly statement like, "I have a mole on my neck," and "my sister is 25 years old," and finally got around to me. I knew what I had to say. "I have ADHD," I said proudly. My teacher rushed to my side. "Lily, you don't have to reveal that about yourself. Don't you know it's private?" he whispered in a slightly irritated voice. I'd had enough of the pity my teachers had given me for so long. I felt stigmatized, and I knew it was time to change that. "Yes, I know. But as long as I don't care about my limitations, they won't either," I said, gesturing around the classroom. After that, things got better. I started getting better grades, hanging out with friends who truly love me, and began to see myself in a new light. I wasn't some nut job with ADHD. I was a smart, capable person with many strengths. Recognizing my weaknesses has made me stronger.
Lily Barker is about to enter the eighth grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Warren. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.